Did anybody have any questions, concerns with appointments? Something we feel we should jump into an executive session in? I guess we, you know, we could. I just have to create another meeting quick, but was everybody okay with the list? Any changes? I didn't hear anything back.
So the committee appointments are liaison appointments. What specifically, or yes to all the above?
We can go all of the above. How about this? Let's start with town hall staff. We'll start with that first.
I'm fine with the staff. Okay. I have some committee appointments thoughts.
Yeah, go ahead.
Can't find my notes though for the liaison stuff. Thinking that I was going to suggest that maybe Kelly and I switch with the zoning, only because it takes the same flow. But I can't go to the meetings on Thursdays because I was successful in changing my daughter's hockey stuff to Thursday versus Tuesday, so I could be at both places on the Tuesday meetings. I don't know. They meet once a month, Kelly?
Well, currently, they're not meeting a whole lot right now. And there's a lot of issues that we need to discuss about that, because I just got off a lengthy phone call with a very upset resident that his meeting was canceled and he got really no explanation, and chairwoman didn't want to make that phone call, so I did and took the heat for it. So yeah, they are supposed to meet once a month, but they've been successfully getting canceled because of missing paperwork.
But this might be a good opportunity to go into executive session to discuss some of this and any of the appointments, and then blast back out this public part.
I agree.
Well, as far with the individual appointments are part of the executive session, I'll let Sean correct me if I'm wrong, but as far as conducting business regarding the zoning board, that is, to my understandings, that is something that is open for discussion according to open meetings law. Not really, it's not pertaining to the hiring, firing, et cetera, of an employee or things of that nature. But Sean, feel free to chime in and let me know your thoughts.
I don't know that I can identify an exception that would allow discussion in an executive session. I mean, if you're talking about, issues related to essentially the performance of specific personnel, I think you probably could discuss them in executive session. You know, you might not be imminently hiring or firing, but those sort of ongoing performance evaluations, I think you probably can discuss in executive session if desired. And particularly if one of the matters before the board tonight relates to an appointment to that board.
It does. So the transition from December to January that we put into the budget isn't panning out as we anticipated. So we do need to talk to how we can get our planning and zoning board running again. I don't even know where the tape recorder is. I tried to access the building inspector, Bill Ferguson's office, to see if I could find the tape recorder at least. But I don't have access to it. So until we can, work out how to get the information from Bill and to Sarah and to the board members, and then scheduling the meeting and then taking the minutes. So we need to figure out how to do that.
All right, does everybody have access to their email right now? Because I can set up a meeting and send out the invitation.
I do.
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure everybody was good before I create this. Kathy. All right. All right. So I just created it, and it's simply titled ES for executive session. This has included all board members and attorney for the town. So with that, I'm going to, I know we have a couple other callers, but you know what? Rich, I don't know if you have access to your email, but I'll include you.
It's okay. Just I'll talk to you tomorrow, so at least I know what's going on. You and I discussed, in fact, Mike was even there when we discussed the zoning board, because as I told you guys and the other committee people were not there, but the patch and fire company, when I went to the exempt meeting, was really upset because they thought the town board was holding up them getting a new sign out front. And you and I discussed and checked out that it was the zoning board because of the code change that we made last year, because they want one just like Patch and Boston has in North Boston, but that they have to go and get a variance or whatever they need through the zoning board. And if the zoning board continues to cancel their sessions, because I know they had at least four things or five that had to be discussed, some of the fire companies and some of the residents in town are going to really get pissed off because they can't come to the meetings and voice their opinions.
Yep, I hear you. Okay. Well, so we can rolling here. Rich, you and I will follow. We'll connect tomorrow.
We'll follow up. Yep, we'll connect tomorrow. I'll just come back in when you guys are out of executive session.
Yeah, you know what? Let's plan on roughly, I don't know how long this is going to take us. Let's say 20 to 30 minutes, maybe.
Not a problem, buddy.
I'll try to shoot. I'll try to have the executive session wrapped up by 6:30. So for Sandy,
okay, not a problem. They'll just put me on hold till you reopen it again. So yeah, not a problem.
Yep. It'll let you back in when we come back on.
All right.
So I'll make a motion to go into executive session to discuss personnel matters relating to performance issues for the within the town of Boston.
Second.
Okay. Everyone in favor?
Of specific personnel, right?
Specific personnel. Yes. Thank you, Sean.
Specific personnel.
I don't have a link via email.
Should have gone. I'll hold on a second. I just copy pasted again. If you need me to resend, let me know.
Nope.
Still nothing?
No, and I refreshed. Oh, it came through my phone.
Okay.
Yeah, just came through.
No problem. Slow inner tubes. Is the power on in Boston? All right, guys. I'll see everybody in a few minutes, and Jay and everyone else will be back hopefully by 6:30.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Looks like we're all back. So move right along. So, all right. Thank you for Jay and Sandy and Lois and everyone else on the call for your patience and hanging in with us while we're in executive session. So going down the agenda, is there anything else that the town board would like to discuss that's on the agenda that we have for our reorganizational meeting?
Hey, Jason, this is Richie. I know you were in your executive session, and I know we talked about it earlier. Did you make any decisions on whether you're going to table the emergency manager's position?
We did discuss that as well, Rich.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know. Yep, that's all I wanted.
Hello, Jason. This is Bob. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Bob, we can hear you.
All right. Well, I'm here too tonight.
All righty. Thanks for joining. Good to hear you.
Hey, Bob. It's been a while.
Yes. Who's that?
It's Sandy.
Oh, hi, Sandy. I didn't recognize your voice on the phone here.
That's okay.
Hi.
Hey, Bob, turn your camera on. It's Kathy. Turn your camera on.
I don't know
hey,
how
Kathy,
to turn it on.
Kathy, don't push it.
From me, so I don't know how to turn the camera part on. So you'll all just... Right. Okay, sorry.
All right, I guess with no comments, no questions on anything. I know we've got a few of the resolutions out there regarding the town's procurement policies, adopt the schedule of fees, obviously the engineers. Sean, attorney for the town, was already approved last year as a two-year retainer. So that's why Sean is not on our list this evening for attorney for the town. We've got the resolution, item number 26, 2021. 06, which is amends the 2020 budget to appropriately account for AIM related funding. Speaking of AIM related funding, I know I sent an email to all of you. I didn't hear anything back, but one of the questions Ellie and I had was we had budgeted for the sales tax. Obviously, there was a increase in there. We put out a proposal to split up that sales tax. Does everybody happen to receive that email? And if so, are you comfortable with our proposal? What we're thinking is that we split it between ambulance and highway, because we know that there's anticipated equipment expenses with the squad regarding the EPCR equipment that they need and soon to be a new ambulance. And then, highway as we're replacing equipment.
AIM-related funding. Hey, Bob, while you're here, have you heard anything on the round of TIP funding?
I haven't heard any increases or decreases or support extreme winter recovery. I haven't heard anything on that since earlier in the summer.
All right. Darn. Okay. I guess so. Status quo for the state. So other than that, we've got Connie Miner. Everybody okay with Connie staying on as our grant writer?
Yes.
Definitely.
And then let's see here. And then we've got two firefighters to be sworn as duty for the Boston Fire Company. And other than that, no old business. So I guess that's pretty much covers our board meeting. If there's anything else anybody else wants to discuss, bring up, talk about.
I was wondering, how are we coming on that salt pond roof? It's leaking every time it rains. It's leaking all over the salt pile. I was just wondering, any news?
Yes. So, Bob, the numbers coming in for the salt pond roof are, in my opinion, crazy at best. We're looking at close to over $100,000 for a new roof because of the sheathing and other repairs that need to be done. I don't know about you, the board and I, we've talked about this a little bit, but... it just seems like a lot of money to throw onto a roof that, if it will last us a long time and you think it's the right move, then it's something we start looking at, making that move and going down that road of replacement. Or is it not worth it to put $100,000 onto a roof is the structure sound enough to support basically $100,000 roof? I guess is the question I need to ask.
No. That's a good question. The rest of the building isn't in bad shape. I mean, it needs a little work, but $100,000 seems like an awful lot to put on for a roof. I don't care what kind of roof it is. I would think you could put on a steel roof much cheaper than that, but apparently not. But we got to do something fairly soon because it's definitely not a good situation the way it's leaking.
All right.
And what other people tell me about those canvas roof ones, they say they're nothing but problems, and a lot of people tell me to stay away from them. So that's all I know on those. They're expensive, and they only last so many years and are a lot of trouble. So well, that's up to you.
Yeah, no, you know what, you're right, Bob. The more research that I've, at least the that I've done on it, and then spoken to a couple other, it is what it is, couple people that work for the state, one of the other concerns that they have, you're right, that's one of the reasons that the state is now moving away from those, but one of the big issues that they said to take into consideration is that when material is dropped off, salt, sand, whatever it is, if the truck is backing in there, when the dump, the bed of, if I'm saying this correctly, when the bed of the truck is tilted up, that sometimes those roofs don't even allow the bed to tilt properly. So you're dragging material, you know, kind of like halfway into the barn, so to speak, because they have to essentially drive outside to do a full tilt. So you can build a higher structure, but as we all know, you know, bigger means more money, and that's the issue there. So maybe I'll try to get Pat White or somebody else to see if they can't at least fix the roof so it's not leaking on the pile and ruining the material that's down there, and while we try to put together some kind of permanent fix for that.
I mean, I don't know. I don't really agree with whoever told you about that dumping of materials inside. Our trucks don't dump all the way inside either. They can only back enough to get the piles inside the building, and then we have to push it back. So that's not a problem for us, the height. Okay. Because our barn now isn't that high, and the trucks can't raise all the way up. They back in halfway, they raise up, and it slides out, and it's all inside the barn, but you've got to push each load in as they come, if you know what I mean.
Got it. No, good to know. So,
what about one of those, the span awnings that they use in a lot of municipalities that they retrofit an old building, and it's basically a canopy that goes over a frame structure. Have we looked at any of those?
I think that's what we were talking about, isn't it, Jason?
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what we're talking about. Yeah, they came in between, I'd say, you know, high 5,000 up to about 8 grand for one. Yeah, that was early numbers. But yeah, that what I've learned through speaking to people that work for New York State, DOT, is that they've been having problems with them. They're just not holding up with they're being sold as if they will hold up to weather elements and heavy snow load. They're just not, you know, they're not holding up to some of those claims. So they're starting to shift away from those.
Yeah, and the wind consideration we have here as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you said something like $8,000. Those things are very expensive. They're a lot more than $8,000, correct?
No, the one quote that we got from one company was, I'd have to go into my email and find it. But one of the ones that Labella came up with is, I want to say it was like $7,400, I think it was, off the top of my head. The low ball quote, which seemed too low, was around five. I'll email them all to you so you can at least see what they sent over to us. But
okay.
Truly, about 2 days after Labella started sending those over to us, we started learning just how bad they really were, and it was not the right solution, which is where we then put out the bid, and then obviously the bid came back at a six-figure price tag to the town. I was like, oh, we do not have that money in the budget at the moment.
Right, I understand.
Yeah. I don't know if anybody has anything else, but just a quick update. I did touch base with Clark Patterson Lee and Erie County Water Authority. One of the ways we're trying to drive down some of the cost of the water repairs in town is Erie County Water Authority is willing to help with basically offset engineering costs, do engineering for us. I'm drawing a blank on his last name, first name Leonard. But he's the executive engineer with Erie County Water Authority, and they're willing to help assist in the repairs that need to be done on the water tanks.
So that would certainly save us at least engineering costs and maybe a little bit on the price point if they can take a larger bid out on that. So something we're just kind of looking into. At least as of right now, no identified WEA or other grants that are out there. Both Steve Tanner from Carpet and Connie Miner are looking, but I guess we'll say it's going to depend on what happens when the new federal administration comes in, and then also what happens with New York State and our current state's financial situation and what grants or opportunities are there. But realistically, you know, whatever we do this year, we probably won't see any real solid work, at least from what I'm being told. It probably will not won't begin until 2022. So this year will be basically all the groundwork, working with bond counsel. There's two entities. I think it was Hogan and Willig was the first one. And then also the town, and Kathy knows this, the town had worked with Hodgson Russ in the past, but we've been working with bond counsel and trying to get some numbers from them so we can, as a board, make a decision who we want to use for bond counsel. So that'll probably be coming out as soon as I receive it. That'll be coming out and sent out to all of you to review and get on our next agenda for the board. And then the only other part on water is a quick update is obviously the CDBG funding. Steve Tanner said probably, you know, mid to late summer for some of those repairs, depending on how the COVID pandemic affects things and scheduling and engineering and everything else that plays into that. So that's the update on that CDBG funding that was awarded for over on Ripple for the waterline replacement. Anybody else have anything they want to talk about or bring up?
Hey Jason, I do have, as it relates to the water, I received a letter along with my Village of Hancock, New York's water bill, and it contains some information about the grant they received. They did a $4 million water overhaul project to refurbish water tower and water lines. The grant was several years ago. I don't know if it's something that we can explore with Connie, but it was a 60-40 grant. So $2.4 million came from the state of New York and the town of Hancock. The Village Water, 3,300 people. We have a village government and a town government. It's pretty amazing. But the village took out a loan for $1.6 million. And this is a separate line item on my water bill. Just in case anybody's interested, the water bill is $303 a month or a quarter. So it's $101 a month, and then each month there's a $35 debt service for that. But I can certainly share a letter, the letter from the mayor of the village, and, you know, share it with the board members as well as Connie to see if that's something that that would be viable for the town of Boston. According to this letter, it's going to take 30 years to repay that loan. So that the debt service on that per parcel in the village, and again, not everybody in the town receives that service, but it's $140 a year to service that $1.6 million worth of debt.
Yeah, please feel free to share it. Like I said, I know Connie and Steve have both been looking. Like the WEA funding that used to be there is not there, at least not now, not at the moment. And that's where, you know, again, we're kind of on that cusp of awaiting to see what either the federal government and or state decides to put out there. Because right now, it is what it is. There's just not put out there. Feel free to share it, though. I mean, it's something we can watch. And, yeah, I mean, those numbers, I guess I'll say, sadly, they don't even shock me. I've been discussing these high ticket items for so long. But like to give everybody an idea, you know, the last conversation I had, water line, you know, repairs slash replacement right now, engineering costs, material, et cetera, is trending right about $325, somewhere between $325 and $400 per linear foot. So, you know, when you're looking at 1,100 feet of water line in certain areas, you know, just using that as an example, you know, it's kind of one of those scenarios of start breaking out the calculator and doing math, and then you break it out, that debt service, like, you know, Mike was saying, over a 30-year term, and divide that by your parcels, and, you know, yada, yada, and here's your price point per parcel. So, yeah, happy to explore any options, because any money we can save is certainly money that the taxpayer doesn't have to take that on. You have Connie's email, right, Mike?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so I'll make sure. Yeah, I was going to say, if you need it, let me know. I'll fire it over to you. So, all right.
Well, Jason, would all the homeowners in town, like, say, Water District 1, let's say the water line ran alongside the road or whatever, I believe that's where it does, the Pin Oak, would all the homeowners be responsible then of running, just like when we do a new water line or a new system, bringing the water line out to the road if they wanted new lines from the house to the road?
You're saying somebody who's not currently being served?
No, I mean people that are being served right now. I don't believe the water company is going to run the lines to their homes.
No, they never do. They never do. It's the homeowner. But if your current line is viable, you can just use your current line, and just the main line would be the new construction.
But what I'm getting at, Kath, if all our lines are breaking down and they've been under the ground for X amount of years and all these lines are deteriorating, what is the difference from the main line and the line coming from your house to the road to where it feeds it?
That would be your decision as your homeowner.
No, I understand that, Kath, and I agree with you 100%. But did you see my logic of it, that if the pipes are all deteriorating, why wouldn't the same pipe from your house to the road be the exact same way?
Rich, it's treated the same way. Yeah, Kathy's right. It's treated the same way, whether it's freshwater and sewers the same way. It's called the lateral line. I sit on the Erie County Sewer District Number 3 board, and we go through this all the time. Even when I go through the CEP funding, we'll approve replacement of sewer line out at the right of way. But one of the things, especially in the low to mod census tracts, is that sometimes, in many cases, the property owner does not have the financial means to replace that. And it's a tough conversation, because you're right. I mean, that lateral line coming from the property out to the road can deteriorate it, or roots through it, or, you know, any other possible situation. And that is, as Kathy stated, that's on the property owner. It is not on the utility.
Okay.
Yeah, there's, it's not, it's, in my opinion, it's not the right thing to do, and the towns will even admit, you know, some towns will admit this, but sometimes they will run the risk of replacing it. But that's a whole other conversation that gets pretty into the weeds.
Well, I know when Kathy had her district and they had it done up in Fellius and up on Cole Road, and in other words, they ran the lines to the road, and the homeowners had to pay for the lines coming from their house out to the road. So I was wondering if that's exactly how it would work.
So, yes, that's exactly how it works. That's it. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So, all right. Well, it's 7:30. So without any other delay, I will start recording the meeting, and we'll start our reorganizational meeting.
This conference will now be recorded.
Okay, so it's 7:30, Wednesday, January 6th, and I will call the meeting to order.
Councilwoman Selby?
Present.
Councilman Carracini?
Present.
Supervisor Keating?
Present.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Present.
Councilwoman Martin?
Present.
Supervisor Keating, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag,
of the United States of America.
To the Republic.
To the Republic, which stands one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
and justice for all. All right, I do see we have a few other different calls tonight. So just a quick, housekeeping topic is that for anyone that's on the call, it's *6 if you're calling in from a landline phone to mute your phone, and then *6 to unmute your phone during the open floor session. And again, so *6 to mute, *6 to unmute. All right. So we have other preliminary matters under item number one tonight. So we'll move on to regular business for the reorganizational meeting. Number one under regular business is the correction and adoption of minutes from the December 16th, 2020 town board meeting. Councilwoman Selby, do you mind taking those tonight?
Yes, thank you, Supervisor. I had an opportunity to review the minutes of December 16th, 2020, and I believe they are true and correct, and I'd like to make a motion to approve the minute meetings as stated.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carracini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
All right, item number two tonight under regular business is the consideration of all fund bills. Councilwoman Lukacik, do you mind taking those tonight?
I do not. I make a motion after reviewing the payables abstract number one, 2020, journal number PA-2324, and journal AP-2325. The total payables submitted for approval, I make a motion that we approve for $107,805.85.
I'll second.
Is there a second abstract? There's two of them, one December 16th and one January 6th. We have to add it together.
Yeah, there's journal entry, the PA-2324, there's the journal entry AP-2325. It's because we're in a transition of 2021 payables. If you take the journal entry PA-2324, which is $23,939.51, and then add in the journal entry AP-2325, totaling $80,866.34, is a total submitted for approval of $107,805.85. So that would be the total of those two separate journals.
Isn't it $210,623? The 102 plus the 107. $210,623.71. One is dated December 16th and one is December 6th. Is that correct? Or no, I have an extra one in here.
Yeah, I'm just looking. So my cover sheet that I have in my packet has the two abstracts, abstract number one and abstract number two on the cover sheet.
Okay, so it's $107,805.85.
You know what?
Yeah, did I say it wrong?
You know what, Kathy? You might have... Does yours have the brush? Is that the one you're looking at? Because we did change and we pulled out the brush. Pulled out the brush is because Ali's just reviewing the documentation on it.
because December 16th was the last board meeting. So the cover sheet for this abstract was town board meeting date January 6th, 2021. Total bill submitted is $107,805.85.
Okay, I had two packets of bills in my packet.
Yeah, I'm thinking that was the December 16th meeting.
Okay. Sorry.
No, you're okay. No problem at all. I apologize. I'm not sure how that would have been there, but no problem. Okay, so motion on the floor. Total fund bills, $107,805.85. There's a motion, and I apologize. Sandy, did you get a second on that?
I did. Councilwoman Martin.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure we were good. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardichini?
He said yes too quick, and then he muted.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, moving on to item number 3 under correspondence. We have two items of correspondence tonight. We have a letter of resignation from Brian, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Krushinger. The Board of Assessment Review that has been received and filed, and also have a letter from Bread of Life Outreach, and that has been received and filed. Moving on to new business tonight, item number 4, we have requests from the floor. It's a 3-minute time limit per person. Please feel free to speak to any items either on or off the agenda for tonight. Please state your name, address, and you have 3 minutes. I will yield the floor to the public. And once again, just for if anybody needs it, it's star 6 to mute your phone, and then star 6 again to mute your phone. And Sandy, did we, with no comments so far, was there any correspondence sent into the town clerk's office at all, or questions from the public?
No, there was not, Supervisor Keating.
Thank you. I'll give it another couple of minutes. All right. Well, with no comment, I will close the floor. Moving right along, under new business, we have the appointments for the 2021 calendar year. And Councilman Cardichini, you mind taking the appointments for tonight?
Thank you, Supervisor. At this time, I would like to make a motion that we appoint the following people and their title. In the interest of brevity, everybody on this list, their term expires 12/31/21. At this time, I'm going to read the list of names and the title. I'm going to start with Karen Miller, court clerk full-time. Rebecca Nudek, court clerk part-time. John Sabenik, court officer part-time. Daniel Mulet, court officer part-time. Anna Kobialka, prosecutor part-time. Ashley Carmazan, assessment clerk part-time. Lois Jackson, deputy town clerk full-time. William G. Ferguson, code enforcement officer part-time. Marianne Cumming Ravel, highway clerk part-time. Gordon Cruz, dog control officer part-time. Teresa Herschel, nutrition program director part-time. Sharon Bulger, assistant nutrition director part-time. Lori Valentine, sub for the assistant to the nutrition director part-time. Patricia Heiss, sub to the assistant nutrition director part-time. Sean Vanderdoes, town hall laborer part-time. Robert Tilak, park superintendent. Scott Fellows, parks laborer full-time. Barry Decker, parks laborer seasonal. Amanda Jensen, parks laborer seasonal. Allison Kozier, event coordinator. Jacob Carp, liaison to Cobble Hill Cemetery. Eugene Wykowski, emergency manager, Kathy Pajacolo, marriage officer, Sandra Quinlan, records management officer, Sandra Quinlan, registrar of vital statistics, Lois Jackson, deputy registrar of vital statistics, Sarah Desjardins, town planner, and Supervisor Keating made the following appointments: Allison Kosher, assistant to supervisor full-time, Ellie Perakak, bookkeeper, budget director full-time, Richard Hawkins, deputy supervisor, and Frank Gamel, town historian part-time. I make a motion that we appoint these folks to their positions.
I second. Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carta-Kikini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number three under new business tonight is the committee and liaison. So, Councilwoman Lukacik, would you mind taking those tonight?
Not at all. So the 2021 committee appointments, I've got the audit committee is town board member, Andresha Malecki. Traffic safety and roadways, chairman, Councilwoman Selby. Insurance chairman, Councilwoman Lukacik. Attorney for the town, Costello. And town clerk, Quinlan. IT committee chairman, Councilwoman Martin. Supervisor assistant, Kosher. Investment advisory chairman, Councilman Carta-Kikini, attorney for the town, Costello, town board, designated representatives from town, North Boston, and Patchen Fire Companies. Solid Waste and Refuse Chairman, Councilwoman Selby, town clerk Quinlan. Inspection Chairman, Code Enforcement Officer Ferguson, town board. Cable TV Chairman, Councilwoman Lukacik, attorney for the town, Costello. Drainage Chairman, Councilwoman Selby, Highway Superintendent Tilak, town engineer. Zoning Review Chairman, Town Prosecutor Colby Elka, Councilwoman Martin, Code Enforcement Officer Ferguson, Zoning Chairwoman Pajacolo. Safety Chairwoman, Town Clerk Quinlan, Highway Superintendent Tilak, Councilwoman Lukacik, Councilman Carta-Kikini. Recreation Chairman, Councilman Carta-Kikini, Highway Superintendent Tilak, Councilwoman Martin. Records Management Chairwoman, Town Clerk Quinlan. Deferred Compensation Chairwoman, Bookkeeper Perakak, Supervisor Keating, Town Clerk Quinlan, Councilman Carta-Kikini. Capital Improvement Chairman, Supervisor Keating, Town Grant Writer, Attorney for the Town Costello, Town Engineer, Councilwoman Selby. Office of Emergency Management Director, Eugene Wykowski, Supervisor Keating, Councilwoman Martin, Councilman Carta-Kikini. Christmas Lighting, Councilman Carta-Kikini, Park Superintendent Tilak. Grant Writer Liaison, Councilwoman Lukacik. And that is all I have. I make a motion we approve.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carta-Kikini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes, I didn't read the liaison assignments, but some of them were part of that. Do you want me to read that now or do that after the rest of the approvals?
Sorry, I couldn't unmute myself. My apologies. so the you can do those. We'll do these and then we'll go into the liaison assignments.
Okay, sorry about that.
Okay, that was motion carried then.
Thanks, okay. Sandy. Sorry to screw you up.
I'll say yes. Thank you, Sandy.
Yep. So,
thank you,
we'll...
Kelly.
Okay.
Teamwork. We got this. All right. So then moving right into an item number three is the liaison appointment. Jen, if you want to go right into those, go ahead.
Okay. Sorry about that, guys. Okay. Jennifer Lukacik, Planning Board, Boston Community Foundation. Matt, insurance, Parks and Recreation, Cable TV, Safety Committee. I'm having some feedback. Is someone trying to... Am I talking over anyone? Or no? Okay. Michael Cardichini, Fire Departments, Fire Benefit Program, Christmas Lighting, Recreation, Chamber of Commerce. Kathy Selby, Drainage, Streets and Lighting, Traffic and Highway Safety, Historical Society, Solid Waste, Water Districts. Kelly Martin, Boston Emergency Squad, Senior Citizens, Nutrition, Conservation Advisory Council, and Zoning Board. And that is it for the liaison assignments. I make a motion we approve.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardichini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried. And can I just back up a second here? Motions ago. That was regarding for the appointments. Usually after the appointments, everyone that is present is sworn in. So obviously we're not here at the town hall. So everyone that was appointed tonight, and there may be some that are callers. I do see that there's four callers. We know that one of them is Superintendent Tlac, and the other is Deputy Supervisor Hawkins. So if there is anyone else that would be on the call tonight, and for everyone that was appointed, please call the town clerk's office and we'll set up a time and an appointment so you can come in and we'll swear in. I'll swear in everyone, you either individually or in small groups. And then at that time also you can sign the oath book. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Most welcome. No, thank you, and very good point, town clerk. Appreciate you bringing that to everybody's attention. Okay, moving right along. Item number four under new business tonight is to establish the salary schedule. And Councilwoman Martin, do you mind taking that item tonight?
No, thank you, Supervisor. Okay, the 2021 salary schedule has been set as followed. Assistant to the supervisor full-time, $39,995 per year. Bookkeeper full-time, $50,859 per year. Deputy supervisor, $1,050 per year. Budget director, $3,500 per year. Event coordinator, $2,500 per year. Court clerk full-time, $45,463 per year. Court clerk part-time, $17.54 per hour. Court officer part-time, which there are two, $5,895 per year. Town prosecutor, $16,204 per year. Assessor, full-time, $49,778 per year. The assessment clerk, part-time, $17.54 per hour. Deputy town clerk, full-time, $36,494 per year. Deputy town clerk, part-time, $17.54 per hour. Code enforcement officer part-time, $23,040 per year. Code enforcement officer part-time, to be determined. Highway clerk and also secretary is a combined job, part-time, $17.54 per hour. Dog control officer part-time, $13,179 per year. Nutrition program director, $13.77 per hour. Assistant Nutrition Program Director, which there are two, $13.77 per hour. Laborer part-time for Town Hall, $17.54 per hour. Cleaner part-time for the Town Hall, $3,953 per year. Park Superintendent, $8,811 per year. Parks Laborer full-time, $40,180 per year. Parks seasonal employees, which there are two, are $17.54 per hour. Cobble Hill Cemetery Liaison, $300 yearly. Town Historian, $3,550 yearly.
The highway department is paid per collective bargaining agreement, and the elected officials are paid as follows. Supervisor, $39,780 per year. Councilman, which there are four, $8,750 per year. Highway superintendent, $69,644 per year. Town clerk, $48,696 per year. And town justices, which there are two, each at $19,485 per year. I make a motion to approve these salaries for the year 2021.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
I will say yes, but and feel free to correct me if I'm incorrect, but the salary for the part-time cleaner was mentioned at $3,953, and it should be $73, unless I didn't hear correctly. So I apologize, but just for the record, that's all. But yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
And Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, moving along under new business, item number six is the designation of depositories. Councilwoman Lukacik, do you mind taking that item tonight?
I'm sorry. Okay, can you repeat that?
Yes. Do you mind taking item number six tonight?
For
the designation of depositories under new business.
Okay, so do you want me to just say that particular one, or do you want me to go through the rest of the list?
Yes. So for the designation of depositories, okay. Let me read off the list of the depositories that the town uses.
Okay. So the designation of depositories, the North Boston branch of the Evans National Bank for the supervisor, town clerk, tax collector, and town justices. Participation in New York Cooperative Liquid Asset Security System, New York class, for the supervisor, town clerk, and tax collector. Make a motion, we approve.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number seven tonight under new business is to set the date and times for the regular and work session meetings for the town board. And Councilwoman Martin, do you mind taking that item tonight?
Oh, thank you, Supervisor. Okay, scheduling the dates and times for regular monthly meetings and agenda review. The town board meetings will be on the first and third Wednesday of each month at 7:30 p.m. And the agenda review is the first and third Wednesday of the month starting at 6 p.m. I make a motion to approve the schedule.
Second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay. And I will have to apologize because actually I, looking between two screens, I skipped over item number five tonight under new business. So we do need to address item number five under new business, which is to set the payment of salaries. And Councilwoman Selby, do you mind taking that item tonight?
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I'd like to make a motion to set the payment of salaries as follows. Biweekly to the town clerk, deputy town clerk, supervisor, assistant to supervisor, bookkeeper, court clerks, assessor, assessment clerk, town hall labor, parks laborers, highway superintendent, highway clerk, MEOs, truck drivers, highway laborers. All other positions are going to be paid on a monthly basis. I'd like to make a motion for this.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes, and I apologize for the earlier. I thought we missed something, and I'm like, wait a minute. Did my computer skip? So Okay, thank you.
And Councilwoman Martin?
Yes, thank you.
Motion carried.
Okay, moving along under new business. So item number 8 is to designate the official newspaper. And Councilwoman Selby, do you mind taking that item tonight?
Yes, thank you, Supervisor. I'd like to make a motion to designate the official newspaper as the Hamburg Sun.
I second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carticchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number 9 tonight under new business is the appointment to the Nest Solid Waste Management Board. And Councilman Carticchini, do you mind taking that item tonight?
Not at all. I'd like to make a motion that we appoint Supervisor Jason Keating to the Nest Solid Waste Management Board.
A second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carticchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number 10 under new business tonight is to direct the town clerk to send a letter of refuse collections for the annual licenses. And actually, Councilman Carticchini, I'm going to go back to you. No particular order tonight, I'm just going down the line.
I'd like to make a motion that we direct town clerk Quinlan to send letters to the refuse collectors that the annual licenses are due.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carticchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, moving along to item number 12 under new business tonight is to set the town and investment policy. Councilwoman Lukacik, do you mind taking that item?
You skipped again.
Yes, I did. 11. Sorry. Authorize the supervisor. Yes.
How about I do both?
Sure, if you'd like to. Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Authorization of surplus monies. I make a motion that we approve the authorizing the supervisor and the tax collector to invest our surplus monies. This authorization includes participation in the New York class, the New York Cooperative Liquid Asset Security System. I make a motion we approve.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carticchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, I'm going to continue with the investment policy. The investment policy previously adopted by the town board where idle town monies may be invested subject to any further regulation from the state comptroller pursuant to section 39 of the general municipal law is as follows. Number one, obligations of federal government, treasury notes, treasury bills, etc. Obligations of federal agencies guaranteed by the government. Obligations of the state of New York. Certificates of deposit in commercial banks, which are FDIC insured. Regular savings accounts, money market accounts, and commercial banks of proper securities are provided for all monies invested in excess of the amount secured by FDIC. And tax anticipation note and revenue anticipation notes of other municipality, district, corporation, or school district. Any other investments not listed will require prior approval by the town board and be in conformance of all state statutes. The town supervisor will keep a record of all such investments and provide a report to all town board members monthly. I make a motion we approve.
A second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carticchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number 13 under new business tonight is to authorize a check writer and signature stamp for the supervisor. Councilwoman Martin, do you mind taking that item tonight?
Thank you, Supervisor. I'd like to make a motion to authorize the use of a check writer and signature stamp for the supervisor.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number 14 under new business tonight is to set the mileage rate paid by the town. And Councilwoman Martin, do you mind taking that item tonight?
Not at all. We're going to set the 2021 IRS rate of 56 cents per mile for the town's rate per mile. I make a motion to approve that.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number 15 tonight under new business is to schedule the annual audit meeting. I'll take this item, and the annual audit meeting is to be determined. That'll be compiled this year when we work with Drescher Malachi to have that audit. So I will, at this time, I'll make a motion to table that item until we have the established date.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number 16 under new business tonight is to authorizing to allow lending funds from one account to another. Councilman Cardicchini.
At this time, I'd like to make a motion that we authorize the supervisor to lend funds from one account to another.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby? I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
We're almost there, our marathon meeting of the year. Item number 17 under new business tonight is to set the hours for the New York State retirement reporting. Councilwoman Selby, do you mind taking that item tonight?
Yes, thank you. I'd like to make a motion to assign the following to be reported for New York State retirement purposes for elected and appointed town personnel, with 6 hours being the designated as a workday. Town justices, supervisor, code enforcement officer, prosecutor, assessment clerk, highway clerk, town hall laborer, nutrition program director, historian, councilman, deputy supervisor, deputy town clerk part-time, court officer, court clerk part-time, dog control officer, town hall cleaner, event coordinator. Also, to assign workdays to be reported for New York State retirement purposes for elected and appointed town personnel as full-time as 7 hours per workday as follows: town clerk, bookkeeper, superintendent of highways, assessor, deputy town clerk full-time, assistant to the town supervisor, court clerk full-time. Assign the following workdays to be reported to New York State retirement for elected and appointed town personnel as full-time based on 8 hours per workday for New York State retirement purposes. Parks laborer, highway MEO, truck drivers, and laborers. I'd like to make that a motion.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number 18 under new business tonight is the petty cash funds. Councilwoman Lukacik, do you mind taking that item?
Not a problem, thank you. Make a motion that the petty cash funds town clerk is 300, but for the town justice is 300. I make a motion we approve.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number 19 is to set the holiday schedule for the town of Boston. And Councilman Cardicchini, do you mind taking that item?
Not at all. I'd like to make a motion that we designate the 2021 employee holidays as follows. New Year's Day, January 1st. Martin Luther King Day, January 18th. President's Day, February 15th. Good Friday, April 2nd. Memorial Day, May 31st. Independence Day, July 5th. Labor Day, September 6th. Columbus Day, October 11th. Election Day, November 2nd. Veterans Day, November 11th. Thanksgiving Day, November 25th. Day after Thanksgiving, November 26th. Christmas Eve, December 24th. New Year's Eve, December 31st. The motion's on the floor.
I agree. I second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number 20 tonight under new business is the 284 agreement to spend town highway funds. And Councilwoman Lukacik, do you mind taking that item tonight?
I do not have a problem. I reluctantly don't want to go through each of the pages.
It's permissible to make a motion to approve the 284 agreement.
Okay. I make a motion that we approve the agreement to spend the town highway funds. The 284 agreement, we received 13 pages by the town clerk's office in our packet, dated January 4th. I make a motion we approve.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes, with an exception, I'm finding on the second page, I think the math was done wrong, and then one of them isn't even totaled. So if those two corrections are made, I'll approve it.
All right. Sorry, go ahead, Sandra.
I was just going to say motion carried.
Okay. Item number 21 is resolution 2021-01,
which is the town's procurement policy. And Councilwoman Martin, do you mind taking that item tonight?
Not at all, Supervisor. Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution number 2021-01, which is our procurement policy. The Town of Boston Board does hereby adopt the following procurement policies and procedures for this year. I'm just going to sum it up. It's our procurement policy, which has been filed, and I'm going to make a motion to approve it as written.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Curtichini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Were there any changes from last year?
No changes made.
I didn't think so. Okay. Yes.
And Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
And item number 22 under new business is resolution 2021-02 to adopt the schedule of fees. And Councilman Curtichini, do you mind taking that item tonight?
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to adopt the schedule of fees outlined on resolution 2021-02 for the calendar year.
I second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Curtichini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
And Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number 23 under new business tonight is resolution 2021-03 for Clark Patterson Lee to serve as the town engineer. And Councilwoman Selby, do you mind taking that item tonight?
Thank you, Supervisor. I'd like to make a motion to adopt resolution number 21-03, appointing Clark Patterson Lee to serve as primary town engineer through December 31st, 2021, as stated.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Curtichini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number 24 under new business is resolution 2021-04, which is for Lovella and Associates to serve as a secondary engineer for the town of Boston. And Councilwoman Martin, do you mind taking that item tonight?
Thank you, Supervisor. I'd like to make a motion to adopt resolution 2021-04 to accept Lovella Associates to serve as a town engineer.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Curtichini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number 25 tonight under new business is resolution 2021-05, which is an extension of senior and individual disabilities and limited income exemption. I'm sorry. Councilwoman Lukacik, do you mind taking that item tonight?
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. Resolution number 2021-05. Is the state disaster emergency has resulted in limited hours or access to municipal offices, including those in the town of Boston, and rendering seniors and individuals with disabilities homebound. This is the government's, Governor Cuomo has issued the executive order 202.83, which grants local governments the ability to adopt a resolution extending the exemption status for those seniors and individuals with disabilities entitled to certain real property tax exemptions. The assessor may require a renewal application if she believes that an owner that qualified for the 2020 exemption has since changed to primary resident, added another owner to the deed, or transferred the property to a new owner, or died. I make a motion that we adopt resolution number 2021-05.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacek?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number 26 under new business is resolution 2021-06, which is amends the 2020 budget to properly account for the AIM-related funding. And Councilman Cardicchini, do you mind taking that item tonight?
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. Resolution 2021-06 is amends our 2020 budget to properly account for the $49,689 AIM-related funding payments we received on December 15th, 2020. I make a motion that we approve resolution 2021-06.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacek?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number 27 under new business tonight is resolution 2021-07, which is allocating 2020 funds to the Ambulance Reserve Capital Fund. And Councilwoman Selby, do you mind taking that item tonight?
Thank you, Supervisor. I'd like to make a motion to adopt resolution number 21-07, allocating the 2020 funds to the Ambulance Capital Reserve Funds. What this does essentially is move monies from the SM4540-200 Capital Reserve account and put them in a reserve for future use of ambulance equipment. I'll make a motion to approve this.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacek?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number 28 is resolution 2021-08. Which is for Connie D. Minor and Company Grant Consultants to serve as the town grant writer. And Councilman Cardicchini, do you mind taking that item tonight?
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. I'd like to make a motion that we pass resolution 2021-08 to establish Connie D. Minor and Company Grant Consultants to serve as our grant writer. It should also be noted that Connie has done an exceptional job working with the board to drive a tremendous amount of grant money to the town of Boston. I think she does a fantastic job. So I make that
motion.
I'll
second that. Sorry, I'll second that.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacek?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number 29 under new business. The last item for new business is up to the approval for Tracy Penrod and Brianna Stephans to begin duty as Boston Volunteer Fire Company firefighters. Councilman Cardicchini, you mind taking that item?
Certainly. We received a letter from Ed Kane, Chief of the Boston Fire Company, with documentation regarding two new firefighters that were two new members that were voted in the November meeting. This time I'd like to approve Tracy Penrod and Brianna Stephans to begin duty as Boston Volunteer Fire Company firefighters.
I second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacek?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, moving along, we have no items under old business, so we'll move right into reports and presentations. And Highway Superintendent, I know you were on the call earlier. I see the calls are muted, so Bob, I apologize. I'm not sure which call you are, but it's star 6 to unmute your phone if you're calling in from a landline phone.
Can you hear me now?
Yep, we can hear you, Bob.
Yep.
Well, I was muted. I'm sorry. Yes. All right. Thank you. Yes. First, I'd like to thank everybody on the town board, in the town hall, whoever donated for the flowers that were sent to my house when my dad passed. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And thank you, Mr. Hawkins, for the card you sent. That was very nice. Other than that, Christmas trees. This year, once again, Waste Management is picking up the Christmas trees. Some people that have the extra large, tall trees, you must cut them in half because they can't put them in the back of the truck if they're too big. So you got to cut the trees in half. And other than that, all I have is I want to clear up a few things that a couple people said at the last board meeting. One was Councilman Martin. It was about the brush and the leaf pickup, the conversations you had. And I'd like to ask Mr. Martin, what fund does the brush and leaf fund come out of? That question is for Councilwoman Martin.
Do you mean the $50,000 allotment?
Yes. What fund does that come out of?
I'm assuming it comes out of the highway fund.
Well, you're wrong. It comes out of the general fund. Because you made the comment that I should know how to do my budget or I don't go over budget. So that's why I'm bringing that up. I do not do the general fund budget. That's done by the supervisor and the town board and the bookkeeper, whoever else. But that fund is not done by me, just to clarify that. And then the other comment you made about if I didn't have work for my men, I should send them home. Because this is what you said, because they get a shitload of overtime in the winter. I didn't appreciate that, or none of the workers did either, just to let you know. And the other person is Mr. Hawkins, who said how the highway department is just ramming it to the town taxpayers by just having the guys ride around in the truck looking for brush piles. That is definitely, definitely not true at all. And he says how we're double dipping. We're not double dipping. That's the law. The general fund pays to pick up brush and leaves because it comes from the resident's yard. It isn't from the road right away. Only because they bring it out and throw it along the road. It isn't the highway department's job to pick that up. It's the general fund funds us for that. And if the general fund can do it cheaper by bidding it out, it would be fine with my men because they really don't really enjoy picking up the brush that much. So, and another thing he said, I forget what else he said, but that's all I have for tonight. Thank you very much.
All right. Moving right along, Councilwoman Selby, you have the floor.
Thank you. I want to wish everybody a happy new year. Hoping that 2021 is better than 2020, obviously. Hoping that maybe next week, next 2 weeks or next month, we can have face-to-face meetings if things get a little better. I know from the school standpoint, the testing is doing very well. We have not had one single student test positive for COVID out of almost 1,000, over 1,000 tests. So that's good. That means our schools are safe and we're just trying to move forward. At least Boston is still in the yellow. So got to be thankful for that. Happy New Year to all, and we hope for better days.
Oops, sorry.
That's okay. Bob, if that was you that I heard, just, you know, if you want or need to, it's star 6 to remute your phone if you need to. Sorry. Go ahead.
Can you still hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, no, all right. Thank you.
No problem. And then, Councilman Cardichini, you have the floor.
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. I'd like to thank you know, Brian Kashinger for his service to the Assessor's Board of Review. I've been working with the assessor to get some additional people for her board, and she really gave a very glowing review of Brian. I know he will be missed. He brought a lot to the table as far as understanding real estate, construction, et cetera. That said, I was able to find two candidates for consideration for our assessor. She was very appreciative of that. And I'd like to thank her office for, you know, helping me, you know, try to recruit some people for that. Also like to thank the assessor's office for helping with the process to get a new address established for the Boston Fire Company. I was invited to administer the oath of their officers and committees in December, and at that time I was able to offer a summary to Steve Meyer so that they knew exactly what the steps were to establish that address on South Fedick. And that process should run very smooth for them. Look forward to seeing that go through. And I'd like to thank the new members of the Boston Fire Company, Tracy Penrod and Brianna Stefans. And I wish everybody a happy new year. I know 2020 was a real challenge. I will briefly touch on a situation that we're currently trying to work through regarding the zoning board. You know, bear with us. It's a top priority, and the town of Boston has my word that we will rectify that situation quickly and swiftly and get that function moving again. With that, I will end my report.
Okay, moving right along, and Councilwoman Lukacek, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. The Town Planning Board has canceled their meeting for January 12th due to lack of agenda items. That's all I have to report.
Okay, Councilwoman Martin, you have the floor.
Thank you, Supervisor. I didn't know this was an attack and defend section. I thought it was reports and presentations. So my report this evening is, again, I'm going to echo Mike Cardicchini. The ZBA is having some issues, and I'd appreciate everybody's patience while we work through this process. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, and Town Clerk, you have the floor.
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. The Town Clerk report for December 2020 has been submitted to the Supervisor's office. I have an update on the Connect Life. The next blood drive will be here at the Town Hall in the Community Room Tuesday, February 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. To sign up for that, you can actually call the Connect Life number at 716-529-4270 or do that online through the Connect Life website, and also through Barbara Moore. And she said you can give her a call at 716-912-2100. And I received a packet for the Association of Towns for the elected official, the annual meeting. So in there was a letter that says, Dear Town Clerk, please read it first. 2020 Town Board meeting contains dated materials to be returned. The 2021 Training School and Annual Meeting of this association will be held virtually February 14th through the 20th, 2021. This is a training session for town officials. The following is a brief outline of events. Informational hearing will be Sunday afternoon, February 14th. General opening session Monday morning, February 15th. Group sessions for various categories of town officers and special programs follow the opening session and will be set forth in the printed program. So that would be for town board members, highway and public works, town clerks, tax collecting officers, fiscal officers, planning and zoning officials, and town attorneys. Breakfast with the association will be Tuesday morning, February 16th. and the annual business session for official delegates will be Wednesday morning, February 17th. So I will make sure I receive this packet in the mail on Monday. So I will provide the information through email, and I will include the website so you can find that information online. If anyone would like that printed out, because I'll scan it and send it, just let me know and I can print it. But in the interest in just saving paper, I don't need to do that unless you're definitely interested in signing up for it. And that is all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, as always, very much. Appreciate it. Okay, just a few things that I have. For the grants, I echo the board member's sentiments regarding Connie Miner. She's done fantastic work for the town. I'm very happy and pleased to report that since this administration has been, just in our time in office, this administration has brought in over $600,000 of grant funding to the town of Boston, which is obviously that is taxpayer money coming back in the form of grants, but still that is something that, certainly has helped us out through funding. So, that is a lot of work there with, Connie and, other partners to make that all happen. Water obviously has been a topic. Of course, probably the public has seen this in the paper, but the fresh water projects through Erie County Water Authority and the town board, more information will be forthcoming on that information once the engineer and Erie County Water Authority and the town board has reviewed it, and we'll get that information out as quickly as possible to everyone. Right now, we are looking at one, now that it's kind of, some of this information has been out, we do have some CDBG funding for one project that will hopefully be able to be completed this year, depending on how things shake out with the pandemic in 2021. And I certainly agree with everyone on the board that I cannot wait until we are over this hurdle. So that'll be kind of one of the things that kick things off. And then we'll be probably working on the water tanks and also water lines tail end of 2021 going into 2022. And quite frankly, they're beyond, because we do have quite a bit of repairs. Councilwoman Sully and I have been working on drainage. I just sent her an email today, but through the Erie County Water Quality Committee, we're looking at bringing on a potential intern to help out with some of the other assessments. I'm going to try to partner LaBella as our town engineer, along with Erie County Water Quality Committee member from Erie County to identify tasks and other things that can be handled there. And again, try to keep some of those costs down while utilizing the help from an intern. So that's water and drainage. The only other thing I'll comment on, I know this is a town board meeting, but I feel the need to make a comment here regarding what we're all seeing unfold at the federal level. The things happening at the Capitol this evening, in my personal opinion, certainly do not represent who we are as an American people. I firmly believe that we are above this. While we should never really suppress vigorous debate or, the right to protest, which is something I'm certainly in favor of, as long as the protest is peaceful, that is our right. But once it turns beyond peaceful, it is no longer a protest. And at the end of the day, we all need to come together. We all need to take care of each other, because we are an American people. We are one country. And, those in office are taking oath of office to work for the people. So with that being said, the witness, what everybody is witnessing right now globally is just wrong. And again, in my personal opinion, totally unacceptable. And I hope it comes to an end quickly. With that being said, I will make a motion to end the meeting at 8:34 p.m.
A second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Carotakini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried. Meeting adjourned.